The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You've probably heard of flying snakes, but did you know that in order to glide from tree to tree, they use the same physics as a frisbee? First of all, they flatten their bodies out all the way from their head to their tail by flattening out their ribs to make themselves frisbee-like in form. Since they don't have wings, snakes control their flight patterns by sort of slithering through the air. By undulating their bodies in an exaggerated S-shaped pattern, they maintain in-flight stability. It's sort of like how a tightrope walker shifts weight from side to side to keep balance. To get airborne, snakes either hang from a branch, search for a comfy landing spot and drop, or they actually leap off the branch, which gives them a little more height and allows them to glide farther. Scientists believe snakes developed the ability to glide to save energy. Say you're in one tree and you want to get to another tree that's 50 feet away. You would have to climb down, slither across, and climb up the tree. By gliding, snakes have a much wider range of movement. There are 5 species of flying snakes, all from South Asia, and generally they grow from 3 to 4 feet long.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.